This is Jordan Seculo. It's New Year's Eve, and we've got a live update from Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hello and welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are live on New Year's Day and taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, New Year's Eve. We'll have a special for you on New Year's Day, but it is New Year's Eve. We are live. We're going to go to Israel in the next segment of the broadcast with our Consul General, Rami Levy, to get an update on the activities of ACLJ Jerusalem. Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, joining us on this New Year's Eve. Want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, whatever your plans are tonight. But let me encourage you, remind you how important this day is to the ACLJ. It is the single most important day of the year for our fundraising at the American Center for Law and Justice. So it's to prepare for the next year, for 2019. We have a matching challenge. This is the final day to be part of that matching challenge. I know you've heard it from us a number of times. This is it. It ends at midnight. Now, it ends at midnight wherever you are in the country. So if you're on the West Coast, it ends at midnight on Pacific time. If you're in Hawaii, it ends at midnight there. If you're in Alaska, if you're on the East Coast, it ends at midnight Eastern time. And you can figure out all the other time zones. But it ends wherever you are at midnight is when the matching challenge ends. You donate online at aclj.org, and your donation is doubled. This is the most important day for the ACLJ's fundraising for the entire year. And it comes in throughout the day, throughout the radio broadcast, into the evening. Remember, donations to the ACLJ are tax deductible. For those of you thinking about making a larger year-end donation, we are a 501c3 tax deductible organization. We've got a lot to talk about today on the broadcast, but one thing I wanted to open the lines to was to our donors as we are live on New Year's Eve today. And I want to hear from some of you to really be able to thank you for supporting the work of the ACLJ. So if you are a donor to the American Center for Law and Justice, I encourage you to call in right now at 1-800-684-3110. And when I say donor, if you've donated $20 once, if you're a monthly donor, a big donor, you don't have to tell us how much you donate, but I'd love to hear from you so we can thank you at 1-800-684-3110. As well as encourage others who may be out there. Maybe you can tell us the reason why. We do so much different kinds of work at the ACLJ. Maybe there's a reason why. Maybe it's all of the different kinds of work or a specific issue. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. As this year comes to an end as well, what are the issues that you believe are most important in 2019? Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Than, you're back. Congress is again has kicked the can, so the shutdown continues until it will continue until the new year, and when the Democrats take back the House.
Yeah, 10 days into the shutdown, Jordan, and I think most of the people listening to this broadcast probably haven't noticed that it's happening. Certainly people in this area do, as some are out of jobs, but I think the impact has been about what we said it would be. Jordan, the incoming majority leader, James Clyburn, has said that they will be voting on Thursday, January 3rd, on funding the government. So I think we will expect them to probably pass some CR to send to the president. But Jordan, if I could, just a brief comment on what you just said. Our entire strategy here at the ACLJ centers on being present where all of these challenges occur. And I know we're going to get into greater depth, but whether they're legislative or regulatory or litigation or at the United Nations, Jordan, we have a presence in all of those places and more around the globe. And so it enables us to be front and center for all of those fights.
Folks, if you've got a question for Rami Levy, our Consul General, he is going to be joining us live from Israel. It's evening there. It's not yet the New Year's there, but he'll be joining us live in the next segment of the broadcast to explain to you what the ACLJ Jerusalem does. And you know that all the funding for the ACLJ Jerusalem comes right here from the United States of America. You fund that office. He's going to talk about all the work that is done, all the important work that is done. But let me tell you right now, we've got that matching challenge at aclj.org. This is the final day. It is our most important day of fundraising at the American Center for Law and Justice. Whatever you donate online is matched. If you donate $25, we have a donor ready to match that $25. But you have to take the initial action and make the $25 donation. Donate now at aclj.org. Double your gift to the ACLJ. Double the impact, and it's tax deductible. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. I just want to let everybody know we are live today on New Year's Eve. A lot of shows are taped. I want to make sure you know we are taking phone calls as well. I want to take one phone call before we go to our guest, just to prove that to everybody. So more calls. If you've got calls for Rami Levy, who is joining us live from Israel, this is the time to call into the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. He is the Counsel General for our office, ACLJ Jerusalem. But let me go to Alice in New York on line three. Alice, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all that you've been doing for the pro-life movement, and that's my major concern. That's why I am a donor, is because I don't want to see any more babies killed.
Well, Alice, you know, it's one of our top issues. We're going to have Harry Hutchinson on from our legal policy team in the second half hour to go through the pro-life victories from the ACLJ this year, so you don't want to miss that, Alice. And as you've heard from us, I think over the past couple of weeks, we are a pro-life organization. We have always been a pro-life organization. It is one of the, if not the top domestic issue, one of the most important issues alongside religious liberty at the American Center for Law and Justice. You know, Alice, we've been fighting a long time for that life issue. I appreciate you calling in. If you are a donor to the ACLJ, we're taking your phone calls. We'd love to hear from you about why you donate to the ACLJ so others can hear. Sometimes it's people like Alice who donate because of one issue. Others, it's because you like the plethora of issues we work on at the ACLJ. And just to give you an example, here we have joining us live from Israel, Rami Levy, our Counsel General for ACLJ Jerusalem. Rami, thank you for joining us on New Year's Eve.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year from Jerusalem.
Happy New Year, Rami. Rami, I wanted to bring you on today because it's unique that our office in Jerusalem is not the Jerusalem Center for Law and Justice. We have the European Center for Law and Justice, but it makes a different point. You're the Counsel General for the ACLJ Jerusalem, the American Center for Law and Justice Jerusalem. Tell people how important the work of the ACLJ Jerusalem is and kind of what that work is on a daily basis, whether it's at the international criminal courts like the ICC or the ICJ, but also inside Israel.
Well, first of all, I want to quote a very high Israeli government official that told me last week that from his perspective, the ACLJ's operation has increased Israel's national security. And the way he described it is that many Israeli citizens owe ACLJ their life. And he, you know, he thanked ACLJ for the work they did. And, you know, he tried to break it into the points and the projects that ACLJ has done for Israel in 2018. And when we look at the lawfare, the war, the legal war that Israel has to face on a daily basis on so many fronts, if it's in Gaza, in the Gaza area, if it's in the south, if it is in the Lebanon against Hezbollah, if it's in Syria against ISIS and the Syrian government, if it's in fighting Iran, the ACLJ strategic activities here in the Middle East and in Jerusalem especially have given the IDF the ability to fight quietly without the noise and the media and the legal wars which are inflicted on Israel. So Israel, is, as you know, is fighting the ground wars, unfortunately, in 2018 in Gaza and in the north, and has so many threats. 2019 is going to be even a much larger threat from the Iranians, the fact that the Russians are in Syria, and we'll go into it very soon. But the fact that ACLJ is helping the legal wars at the Hague, at the ICC, and in other, at the UN and other human rights community, so-called organizations, gives the ability and translates for the ability of the Israeli soldier to fight for what is right.
Rami, without, Rami, you are yes. former ambassador for the State of Israel. You are council general at the ACLJ Jerusalem. You just made a couple of points I just wanted to highlight for people. As one is that because of the ACLJ Jerusalem's work, the IDF is able to do its job without so much negative attention. And that because of the ACLJ Jerusalem's work, that there have actually been lives saved. And I think it's important for everyone to know, Rami, I think you know this as well, but to hear from you that all of the funding for ACLJ Jerusalem, for our office right in the heart of the old city of Jerusalem, for our team of lawyers and for our individuals like you who represent us as our council general at the ACLJ, all of that funding comes from the United States of America and our donors here.
So, again, I want to thank from the bottom of my heart, as an ex-Israeli diplomat, as an Israeli citizen, as a father to three boys that serve in the IDF in elite units, for those donations that really translates into saving lives of citizens. And, Jordan, you know, you've been in Israel with me as part of our team in Jerusalem. We went down to Gaza a few years ago, and you and I were actually under fire. And unlike many other organizations, the fact that we have feet on the ground in Jerusalem, yes. the fact that you fly over here, Jay flies over here, your teams from around the world, if it's from Europe or the ECLJ or the ACLJ, come over here to, first of all, be part of our operations and our meetings with the Prime Minister or the Minister of Foreign Affairs or the Ministry of Justice and help us strategize this war that is extremely important, the legal war that Israel is facing is, at the end of the day, saving lives. Another factor that I want to really explain to the listeners is that Israel is also fighting a major media war.
Yes.
And ACLJ has done so much in order to help us fight that war. You know, Jay's book, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish People, has been a fantastic tool that I've been giving to Israeli diplomats and foreign diplomats that are based in Jerusalem. Many Europeans and others that did not know the fact that the book opened up their eyes and opened up their hearts to help Israel in the diplomatic arena. But also a lot of explaining that we've done on TBN and radio networks and CBN and many, many other Fox News, etc., has helped Israel in the media wars, that again translates into ability to work on the international arena. Now, I've discussed the threats on Israel,
yeah.
but I want to also explain to the listeners that we have been traveling the world together, Jordan. You remember we flew to Brazil.
That's right.
To meet the vice president at the time. And we, during our visit, we visited the Evangelical Christian Party of Brazil. I had the pleasure of hosting in Israel a few weeks ago, Senator Magna Malta, if you remember him.
I do.
That you walked into the Iranian embassy together with him in order to save Pastor Said. Well, my conversation with Pastor Magna Malta was about the fact that Brazil has just elected a Christian president.
Right.
President Bolsonaro. And again, today, there is a huge strategic change in the situation of Israel in South America. Brazil is becoming an ally. Brazil has 250 million people, one of the strongest nations in the world, is becoming an ally to Israel. Guess what? The work that you have done, Jordan, in Brazil is giving a lot of fruits now, because the Christian party and the Christian president are now meeting these days, Prime Minister Netanyahu in Brazil, and a lot of doors are opening, a lot thanks to the work that we've done in Brazil.
Rami, we only have a minute left here in this broadcast, and I think one of the great highlights, too, of the year was when our president, President Trump, finally recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So to end on a positive note in 2018, is there's many battles ahead for 2019 for Israel, but for our president, who our chief counsel, my dad is also serves us on his legal team, to finally acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. In just a few seconds, Rami, how important was that?
Well, first of all, it was important for Jerusalem. It was important for the Israeli people. It was important for the Jewish people. It was important for the Christian people around the world. Your dad's influence on the president, I know, gave a lot of help in the decision-making process, but not least in that, Jay came to Israel for the opening of the American embassy on May.
That's right. That's right. Rami, got to cut you there. But again, folks, that was a live update with Rami from Israel. All of the funding for that operation comes from the U.S. Donate now at ACLJ.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
We're going to get right to the phones, but I wanted to read some comments that came in through Facebook as well. And I encourage you, if you're watching on Facebook or Periscope, share this with your friends and family. We are live on New Year's Eve. It's our final broadcast of the year, and we've got a special broadcast for you tomorrow that I'll tell you a little bit about later in the show today. Laverne on Facebook wrote, I'm a monthly donor. I donate because you guys get involved with and have an impact in issues that are important to me and act as a megaphone for my voice. You get results where all I can do is complain. As a Christian and patriot, the issues that are the most important to me are the ones that preserve the Constitution as written and protect religious liberty. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year to you, Laverne. Gloria on Facebook writes in, Happy New Year to the entire ACLJ team. I encourage you to keep supporting this amazing cause. Thank you, Gloria. And Maybell on Facebook, I can only donate a little right now, but it's comforting to know that it is doubled. That is important. With this matching challenge at aclj.org that ends at midnight tonight. Let me make it clear. It's midnight where you are. It's time stamped where you are making that donation. So even if you're making it overseas, it's midnight wherever you are across the country. Your donation is doubled. So as Maybell said, she could only donate a little. And let's say Maybell made a $10 donation on her credit card. We have a donor ready to match that, which means Maybell's donation, though she was only charged $10, became a $20 donation to the ACLJ. And it goes on up from there. If you're a bigger donor and are ready to donate $500 or even $1,000 today, this is the day to do it, because your $500 would become $1,000, your $1,000 would become $2,000, $100 would become $200. This is the most critical day. I just can't underscore it enough for the fundraising for the American Center for Law and Justice. Why I brought Rami Levy on to kind of tell you about what we do at ACLJ Jerusalem. And I think it ties directly in with why Than Bennett is here as well, our government affairs director, because Rami brought up an interesting point, Than. One, about the great work we're doing in Israel, but two, about how our work has long tentacles, I would say. Yep. Is that work that we did years ago in Brazil is paying off now. And we did that through our office in Jerusalem, but we worked with our American team. You are used to working with our European team as well, and doing work at the UN, but also our government affairs team in Washington, D.C., which people sometimes see us on radio and they see us as kind of the only actors. There's a big team behind you of lawyers, of government affairs experts, of policy people who put together lots of different work for our government affairs operation. Than, explain it to people.
Well, first of all, I love the comment that Rami made about how being on the ground has given us a voice in the governmental space, both domestically and internationally, Jordan. And just to explain that for a minute, the fact that Rami is on the ground, that David Benjamin is on the ground, it gives us authority, it gives us information to then speak into the policy decisions that are made in the United States. I mean, you think about the 180-degree posture shift in the United States, Jordan, whether it's moving the embassy, as you talked about, or reinstating our veto at the United Nations Security Council, or withdrawing from the Human Rights Council, or drawing down on the funding to the UN, or Jordan even passing the prohibition on funding for the Palestinian Authority unless they end pay for slay. Jordan, we were right in the middle of all of those debates, and they were informed by our work on the ground with the Jerusalem Embassy. But look, our strategy goes so much beyond just the Israel space. You read the comment from Laverne just a minute ago that said we are a megaphone from her, and that we get results where all we can do is complain. And Jordan, I love hearing that, because our entire strategy in Washington, D.C. and around the globe is being that nexus for people. We will be present where others cannot be present, but they want their voice heard. And we will not just speak for ourselves. We will gather the voices of all our members and make their voices heard. And we do it strategically, Jordan, you know this, but when we go into a senator's office or we go into a congressman's office, we always communicate for the members who have stood with us that voted for those officials. So we break down our petitions based on states, based on districts, and let's say this Israel issue, this pay for slay legislation, we will say this many people who voted for you or will be voting for or against you in the next election wants you to take this position. Jordan, that nexus between our members and the decision makers, it's one of the most important things that we do.
And you've got a big team there, Than. I mean, our ACLJ Washington office, really a headquarters right on Capitol Hill, catty corner to the U.S. Senate offices, where senators can literally walk across the street to our office. We can walk across the street to ours. right behind the U.S. Supreme Court. We see the justices coming in each day. We can see into their offices as they're working at night. And you've got a big team there. And it costs resources to do all of this work that we're doing. This isn't free to file the FOIA lawsuits that your government affairs team does and those lawyers there, to get into the halls of Capitol Hill, to handing out those petitions. It costs resources. I want to let people know that, 'cause sometimes I think they take it for granted, but this is not free.
Yeah, I would say two things to that, Jordan. First of all, proximity, like you said, directly across the street from the Supreme Court, just a block away from the Senate and the Capitol. You know, when an issue comes up, and this is the way things work in Washington, D.C., the negotiations happen in real time. And when there are issues that our members care about and they pop up, we can be present in the middle of those debates in a matter of minutes. And we can also return to the studio in a matter of minutes to give real-time updates. We do that on a regular basis. And then the other thing, Jordan, the resources it takes to staff a team here in Washington, D.C., they're not insignificant. It's a very expensive place to live. It's a very expensive place to do business. But we have committed to being present in the middle of the marketplace of ideas, which is what Washington, D.C. is, not just domestically, Jordan, but around the world. The direction of the United States determines the direction of the world in so many places. So we are committed to being here and finding the resources that it takes to do that work. You've got to be in close proximity to where those decisions are being made so that you can be there in real time. And Jordan, we've been committed to that for a number of decades now, and we look forward to doing it for decades to come.
And we can continue to do it if you continue to support the work of the ACLJ. This is the biggest day of the year for us. It's why I'm saying it so often. It's the single largest fundraising day of the year for the ACLJ. It's the day where the most resources come in right at the end of the year as people are putting together their final year-end contributions. We're a tax-deductible organization, 501c3. We have this question that came in from Douglas on Facebook. Is any amounts matched, even large gifts? Absolutely. You know, I don't like to scare donors away or make them feel like a donation is not important, because a $5 donation is important, a $20 donation is important, and a $50 donation is important. Here's why. The 5 becomes 10, the 20 becomes 40, the 50 becomes 100. But if you want to make a larger donation, it will absolutely be matched. As I said, for those $500 donors out there, $1,000 donors out there, $2,000 or $5,000 donors out there, your donation will be matched, but you've got to make the donation by midnight tonight wherever you are, and you do that online at aclj.org. That is, again, so Douglas, we thank you for that. And as Stan said, we want to continue to do this work, but we need your financial support to do it. Let's try to take one call as we finish out the first half hour. Daniel in South Dakota, online too. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks, Daniel.
And earlier on, you mentioned about somebody to call your office as to why ACLJ is working the way they do. My belief is you really give the facts, news, and you just you really, really state what's really going on out there.
Yeah.
Instead of the fake media giving all the lies, as many lies as possible. So this is why I donate to ACLJ.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate that. You know, I think for a lot of our Facebook and Periscope and radio viewers, we are a news source as well. So we're a big organization with legal organization, government affairs, offices around the world. We also are a news source. And we try to cut through all the phony news and the fake news and the misleading information and provide you with the best breaking news possible. So some of your donations could be just because you how much you love this broadcast that we bring to you each day online, through all the radio networks, on SiriusXM. Donate today. There's so many different reasons to support the work of the ACLJ, and your donation will be doubled. It's our matching challenge. You have until midnight tonight, wherever you are, to be part of the matching challenge. Double the impact of your donation. ACLJ.org. We'll be back second half hour.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are live here on New Year's Eve. We just got a live update from Rami Levy, our counsel general in Israel. If you missed that, I encourage you to go back later and listen to the show today or watch the show today on Facebook or Periscope. It's kept there or through ACLJ.org in the podcast as well, because it's so much great information about what the ACLJ Jerusalem does. This is an important day for us. It's the most important fundraising day of the year for the Americans There for Law and Justice. I've asked people to call in and write in live about why they support the ACLJ. Is there a single reason, a single topic, or is it because of all the different kinds of work we do? Let me tell something personal, I think, as well, that I about 2018 specifically. And that is that when our chief counsel, who's also my dad, Jay Sekulow, is asked by the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, to join his private legal team, I think that tells you a lot about how sophisticated the work has become at the American Center for Law and Justice. Now, that work is separate, but it tells you about how respected we are as an organization, as a legal, our legal strategy, our ability to be in court, our government affairs strategy, our media strategy, our broadcast strategy, our understanding of international issues and our international reach as well. That doesn't just happen by accident. So it's because of your support that we've been able to, again, be on all those different elements to the ACLJ, to bring them all together over these many years. But I think for all of you out there, you could see that as a great victory as a donor to the ACLJ, that the President of the United States would choose one of our very own, the founder, the chief counsel of the ACLJ, to be one of his legal team members. I mean, it's very telling about the work, the level of work that we produce at the American Center for Law and Justice. If you want to donate today, it's our biggest day of the year. And I don't mind saying it over and over, because it really is the biggest fundraising day of the year for the ACLJ. You donate online at aclj.org. Whatever you donate is doubled. It's a matching challenge. You have until midnight tonight wherever you are. So as long as you make the donation before midnight where you are, your donation will be doubled to any amount. People have asked, what about large amounts? They will be matched as well. There's no limit, but every amount matters. I'll give you that example. If you donate $30, that's what you're charged on your credit card. We have a donor who is ready to match that $30. All you'll be charged is $30, but because of your action of making that $30 donation before midnight tonight at aclj.org, it will actually become a $60 donation to the ACLJ. So double the impact of your donation at aclj.org. Let's go to some people who've been holding on the phones. Jerry in Rhode Island on line one. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Happy New Year to the whole team.
Happy New Year, Jerry.
Counsel General's comments, especially about Brazil and supporting the IDF in case non-military list. IDF is the Israeli Defense Force, and that's the— do they still require everybody in Israel, everybody has to do a mandatory 2 years, correct?
That's right.
Pretty sure.
Yes.
So between that and then fans follow up on how much we're getting done, and any regular listener knows exactly what you just said. And I will tell you, I said, before I started the rate today, I said my monthly money in. Now I got to put more in. So you guys doing a good job. I mean, and I used to producer, I said the word, when we listen and we hear things like Council General or Than, and we see the effects, like Brazil with a Christian president, I summed it up to the producer as a dividend to my investment.
Well, that's what we hope it is. That's really what we want you to see. Is that, and then we're going to talk about that more in the next segment of the broadcast, Jerry. So it's great that you called in. I'm encouraged that you've donated already. That will be matched. Your earlier donation this month, it's been a matching challenge a month, but your donation today will also be matched. So if you've already donated this month but want to donate again, it will be matched and can still be used as a charitable contribution, as a 501c3 tax-deductible donation. But we have had a lot of victories. It is a kind of dividends on your investment. We want to bring those victories to you. We're going to explain those to you when we come back from the break with Harry Hutchinson, going through a number of different topics and victory areas. Let me encourage you, go to aclj.org right now. You have until midnight, wherever you are, to donate online and double the impact of your donation. Your donation will be doubled. It's tax deductible. aclj.org. Donate today, most important day of the year for us.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Let's get right to it, folks. On New Year's Eve, Happy New Year's to those of you who, we'll have a special broadcast tomorrow, but we are live today, and we've been doing a unique show. Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, has been joining us throughout to kind of explain all the work that the Government Affairs team has got going, and we'll get into a little bit more about what they've got going in 2019 as well. We had Rami Levy on, our Council General, talking about why it's so important to support the work of the ACLJ and donate to the ACLJ because of our work at ACLJ Jerusalem, which is completely funded from donors in the United States, from our ACLJ donors. And he said two things that were very important. It allows the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, to do their job, and it has saved lives because of the work at the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice. There's a lot of work there that we're not even able to discuss that goes on with our legal teams, working together with our American legal team, European legal team in Strasbourg, France, and of course our legal team in Jerusalem, where we've got Israeli attorneys as well as government affairs specialists like Rami. Some comments have come in through Facebook, and then we'll go to some phone calls as well. Douglas had already asked, is any amount matched, even large gifts? Yes, absolutely. Through our matching challenge at aclj.org, it's the single largest, most important day of the year for ACLJ fundraising. So I encourage you to donate today. You have until midnight tonight to double the impact of your donation. Della on Facebook wrote in, I support you monthly. You speak for us in a way we can't. You support the U.S. Constitution and interpret complex legal positions for us. We can trust you to bring us information that we wouldn't get anywhere else. Thank you, Della, and thank you for your monthly contribution. For those of you who do make a monthly contribution, or maybe you're about to donate today, and you see that you can check that box to donate monthly, when we have a matching challenge, if you make the automatic donation, your automatic donation is matched during the matching challenge months. Not every month of the year, but during matching challenge months, your donation is matched. So if you're a new donor and you sign up today and want to make a kind of a regular $50 a month contribution, you'll get the match. It'll be matched this month, and then the next time we have a matching challenge, it will be matched. So you'll always be part of the matching challenges through the year. So I really thank Della for being that monthly donor. It's very important to us to have those regular donors as well. Linda on Facebook, I'm so proud to be a card-carrying supporter of the ACLJ. You're not only our voice, but you are educators as well. Since I started listening to this show years ago, I've learned more about politics, my country, and my world than at any time of my life. Give today, and I think it's a message for all of you, but please pray about being a monthly supporter. I've never regretted it. Neither will you. God bless you all at the ACLJ. God bless you, Linda. Have a happy new year. And again, another a monthly donor, telling you the importance of that, which I can't say any better. You do it online at aclj.org. You donate, you'll see the donate button. You'll be part of the matching challenge. You can become a monthly donor as well through that by clicking the monthly donation box if you want to make a regular contribution. You don't have to do that. A lot of people make a one-time year-end donation today. That's very important as well at aclj.org. So any way you can support us financially, this is the day to do it. It's the most important day. Our whole team will tell you, from across the world, from our lawyers and chief counsels to our tech guys, to the guys running the radio broadcast, this is the most important financial day of the year for the ACLJ, to donate to us at aclj.org. Let me take a phone call, and then I want to go to Harry Hutchinson, who's going to kind of go through some of the victories of the ACLJ this year, just to remind you. And we'll go through it kind of by topic area so you don't get, it doesn't get too confusing. But let me go first to Raj in Virginia on line four. He's a great radio caller, but he's also a supporter of the ACLJ. We appreciate that, Raj. You're on the air.
Thank you. We thank the Lord for that great faithfulness which has been expressed by Jay and all you dear people as soldiers of Christ in such important areas. And when you said through the years, I thought back on the time when I first met Jay at an NRB years ago. And I followed through the years, not just the faithfulness, but his meticulous care. And when I read the book, Jerusalem, I just thank the Lord for the care with which he documented all those things.
Well, we appreciate, Raj, we appreciate you. We appreciate your phone calls to call in with your commentary. Always supportive, too, to get your support, your kind words. And we appreciate you being a donor to the ACLJ. I want to thank all of our donors today. We've asked a lot from you this month as our matching challenge, and this is a day where we ask a lot from you as well because it's the most important day for the ACLJ financially. Donate online, aclj.org. Your donation is doubled. And I want to hear from more of you. I know we've got some calls. We're going to take those as well, from Bill and Terry. But we want to hear from more of you as well who are ACLJ donors. Let people know live why you are a donor to the ACLJ. I'm not going to ask you how much you donate, but why you're a donor to the ACLJ. Is it a single issue? Is it multiple issues? I'd love to hear from you as we're live today on New Year's Eve. 1-800-684-3110. There are some phone lines open at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Harry Hutchinson. Harry, from our legal policy team, to go through some of the victories of the year. Let's start with the pro-life victories. That's such an important issue to our audience, Harry. Pro-life victories for the ACLJ in 2018.
I think you're absolutely correct. So in the face of determined and stubborn opposition, particularly from Planned Parenthood, the ACLJ has worked tirelessly to reduce, A, the funding for large abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood. And so one of our victories that we can report is that we, along with others, have worked with the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, to issue a new rule which will block millions of tax dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. We have also had success within the legal arena. One of our victories within the legal arena allows pro-life centers to continue to exercise their First Amendment rights within the meaning of the Constitution. So it's important to note that many pro-life centers have been under siege, particularly in so-called blue states, by activist attorney generals who have sought to eliminate or vitiate the effectiveness of pro-life centers. But recently we won a monumental victory before the United States Supreme Court, allowing them to fully exercise their First Amendment rights. So there are a number of successes in this arena. There's also a success with respect to Title 10 and reducing funding for Planned Parenthood. That reduces their funding by $60 million. We are still fighting to eliminate all federal funding for Planned Parenthood going forward. It's a long fight, but it's an important one.
Yep, and we had a big victory out of California too. I mean, for the one of those pregnancy centers. I don't know if we can get into all the details, but the California AG had to agree to some to pay back, and this is pretty unusual to get money back from a blue state like California for a pro-life client.
Absolutely. So it's important to note that many of the politicians, particularly in states like California and New York, are totally in the tank for big abortion industry. And so they are prepared to either initiate legal action or push for legislation which would make pro-life pregnancy centers ineffective. And we continue to push back against that determined effort by Planned Parenthood supporters.
Let's go. We're going to keep going through other victories, government oversight victories, Middle East and Israel victories, and, of course, most importantly, religious liberty victories. But let me take some phone calls as well. Bill in Kentucky on line three, been holding on. Bill, you are on the air with us.
Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And everything you do, I agree with 100%.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the opportunity to make a donation because that lets me be a part of what you do.
It is.
Thank you for that one.
Well,
thank
Bill, I mean,
much.
Listen, we don't exist without you, Bill. I mean, we are a totally nonprofit organization. That means donors are the reason why the ACLJ exists. It's why the broadcast exists. It's why, if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, the video broadcast exists as well, the television shows, why the offices all around the world exist, why the offices all around the U.S. exist, and there's lawsuits. It's all because of you. You know, we don't charge. We are funded by donors. You are our family, and you are the ACLJ. So, Bill, you really are part of the team. Let me encourage you folks right now, if you can donate, this is the time to do it. It's the biggest day of the year. We've got another segment coming up on the broadcast. We'll take more of your phone calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. We'll go through more ACLJ 2018 victories by topic. But I want to encourage you right now. You have until midnight tonight, wherever you are. So it's wherever you are until midnight tonight to make an online donation at ACLJ.org and have that donation doubled. What does that mean? Whatever you donate, from very large, as we said, to very small donations, all important, it will be doubled. So a $20 donation, that's what you're charged on your credit card at ACLJ.org. We have a donor that says, I'll match that $20. So by you taking that action and donating $20, you've actually donated $40 to the ACLJ, but you're only charged $20. Our donations are tax deductible. We're a 501c3 organization. So especially if you're thinking about making a larger end of the year contribution, do it online today at ACLJ.org. There are no limits to the matching challenge. That's ACLJ.org. Donate today, the most important day of the year. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
That's pretty wild. Final show, the way that the New Year's falling of the 2018 is live. We're here with you, and it's this Monday. We've got our whole team in. Our government affairs team director, Dan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Harry Hutchinson from our legal policy team. We had Rami Levy on with a live update from Israel. He's our consul general, former ambassador for the state of Israel, with an update from Israel about how your donations are so important to the work of the ACLJ Jerusalem, which is completely funded by donations from the United States, from our U.S. donors. I want to read a couple comments on Facebook, and then we'll go to the phones as well. But Sandy on Facebook wrote in, "I'm a monthly donor because I believe in what the ACLJ fights for. The ACLJ fights for our persecuted brothers and sisters, for the life of the unborn, rights and protections in our Constitution, and many other outlets that pertain to these cases. The ACLJ is a blessing to the American citizen, for the ACLJ teaches and walks us through the complicated factions of the political arena to provide an understanding of the issues that our nation faces. Your work is undeniably essential to the well-being of our nation. Thank you." Sandy, thank you. I mean, I can tell just from the words you've used and how you crafted your statement, I mean, you really do understand the work of the ACLJ, and I so much want to appreciate and thank you for being a monthly donor to the ACLJ. Bernice on Facebook said she wants to thank the matching donors that match our donations. "I can only give a little, but I feel like it makes an impact for the rights of all of us." It absolutely does. Let me take a phone call, and then we'll go back to some more of our victories of 2018 from Harry Hutchinson as we are live today on Jay Sekulow Live. Let's go to Evelyn in Texas online too. Evelyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jordan. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Evelyn.
I support y'all for the work that you do, and specifically for your support and work for Israel and the people of Israel.
Well, we understand that, Evelyn. Let me thank you so much for your support for the ACLJ. I hope you've got a copy of our my dad's book, Jerusalem, and maybe if you don't, we can grab Evelyn and make sure she does have a copy of that book, because we do a lot of work for the state of Israel. I hope you heard our Consul General, Rami Levy, on earlier in the broadcast, Evelyn, who talked about all the work that we do in Israel. We have an office there, ACLJ Jerusalem. It's totally funded by our U.S. donors, by our ACLJ donors. And again, it's not just Rami who's there. We have legal teams there as well, on the ground, like a government affairs effort and a legal effort. It's kind of a mini version of what we do here in the United States, having that government affairs side and legal side as well. Now, the legal side there works a lot with our European team because it works with a lot of international courts. But we appreciate that, Evelyn, as well. I want to go back to Harry Hutchinson. Harry, victories in religious liberty, and that includes victories for some who were persecuted and imprisoned because of their Christian faith. First one that comes to mind for me, a huge victory for the ACLJ and our client, Andrew Brunson's release from prison in Turkey.
Absolutely. And so that was a tremendous victory. And we have built on that victory by helping to secure the release of Asiya Bibi in Pakistan, where Christians face massive bias, violence, and persecution. We've also worked in the United States. So, for instance, FEMA has engaged in the past in anti-religious discrimination with respect to religious organizations providing help and support for families that have been adversely affected by disasters. We have also worked in the state of Iowa when a Christian family in Iowa contacted us because their son was threatened with punishment simply because he used a book containing Christian stories. We took direct action to ensure that the necessary steps were taken to end this wrongful discrimination. In another state, a couple was using their home as part of a Christian ministry to provide rest for Christians, particularly ministers, and the county claimed that that violated a zoning ordinance, and they've been doing this for 14 years. So there is emerging in the United States some evidence which supports the conclusion that anti-religious bigotry is rising in the United States, and therefore we have to redouble our efforts and redouble our vigilance in that particular arena.
We always see it in waves. We had big victories in the 80s and 90s, And so because of that, the early 2000s were pretty quiet because we had some very big victories for religious liberty. So the governments and city governments backed off. And when they didn't, it just took a letter and they would back off. Now we're starting to see again this kind of new, it's a new group of politicians. It's a new politics that we live in of city councils. And so a lot of those battles we build on. I think that's important. And I'll go to Than on this. Than, it's building on the victories of the past to continue to ensure victories in the future.
Well, I mean, we really learned that lesson in the courts, Jordan. I mean, our roots are in the courts, and a lot of times the law was right, but you had to be present there to take that victory. And we found the same thing to be true internationally and in legislation as well. Let me just apply this to two of the examples that Harry just gave. First of all, Pastor Brunson, Jordan, I mean, you remember when his daughter came to Capitol Hill to testify in the United States Senate while her dad was imprisoned in Turkey, to welcome him back a few months later and him to return to those same Senate offices to thank them for their involvement was very fulfilling to see that from beginning to end. And the second one, Jordan, we've been so involved in this effort to combat the genocide that at the hands of ISIS, especially the Christian minority communities in Iraq and Syria. Jordan, one of the biggest victories we had this year was when the United States, under the Trump administration, agreed to with our proposal that we've had for a long time to circumvent the United Nations Development Program and give the aid that the United States was applying directly to those Christian communities. Jordan, that is happening now. That's having a real impact on the ground there. Very fulfilling to see both of those things come to fruition in 2018.
Let me take these calls as well. I've been holding on. Let's go to Cordell in New York City on line four. Cordell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jordan, it's such a blessing to speak with you guys. And I called my son at home because my card is at home. I've been a card-carrying member, I realize now, since 1998.
Wow.
So 377-9009 is my number. But you know what? You guys are watchmen on the wall. You're fighting for godly values and the shifting morals of our society. I mean, life. What do you call it? Life, Israel, religious liberties. I mean, Pastor Brunson, as you guys just said, Asiya Bibi. Not only that, but it's an amazing, knowledgeable team. When Jay goes to Than and he just kind of spouts this stuff off as if he's reading it, he knows what he's talking about.
Yep.
Harry Hutchinson, the entire team, I really pray for you guys. You are a blessing to us, yep. Which is why when I go home, I will make sure to do my usual annual donation tonight. I just want to say two last things really quick. One, Jay is too young to be your dad. I think there's something's wrong with that. And I will continue to pray for you guys. Continue
you will
to
like
be a blessing.
Hearing that comment. I'll tell you, you can hear it in my voice. The reason he's got a voice issue as well, or he'd be on today as well. It's such an important day for us. But you can tell we've been working very hard until the very end of the year. And I will tell you, you know, sometimes we have some notes in front of us here and there. But as you said, I appreciate that call because we prepare ourselves day in and day out so we can get this information to you and we can answer questions right away. When we need to about all these different issues. Briefly, just some the government oversight and some of the Middle East victories as well. I mean, we know the capital of Jerusalem. Government oversight, Harry, just the FOIAs that we've been doing.
Yes, it's important to note, for instance, that the Obama administration has been focused on attacking Israel, and we have worked tirelessly to eliminate that bias within the State Department.
Folks, first let me wish you all a very happy new year. A special broadcast of Jay Sekulow Live will be on tomorrow, but today is the final day, midnight tonight, wherever you are, to make a donation that will be matched, the double the impact of your donation, at ACLJ.org. This is the final day. It is the most important day for the ACLJ financially. It's the day where it's the most important fundraising day of the year for the American Center for Law and Justice to fund all the work you've heard about and a lot more that we could get into in 1 hour on Jay Sekulow Live. If you donate today, your donation is doubled. It's at ACLJ.org. We will talk to you in the new year. Happy New Year. Donate today, ACLJ.org, until midnight, wherever you are tonight.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at AC.